The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by the Donor Network. Sam Fritz, Ryan Soll sitting in tonight. Don't forget, Friday night, join us for high school football sectional championships. Last night, semifinals. Semifinal Friday is always a fun night. So if you joined us last night, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Don't forget to join us again, obviously coming up on Friday night as we get into championship play. Earlier today, college football. The HCAC, Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference, getting kind of interesting. Today, Rose Holman has no problem at all with Defiance, 76-35. Rose still undefeated in league play. And Hanover has a very big win this afternoon. It's just Panthers lost last week. So they are, you know, it's a two-horse race, so to speak, between MSJ, Mount St. Joe, and Rose right now, the only two teams who are unbeaten. Small college play today, University of Indianapolis, 42-16 winners over Missouri S&T. So Greg Rickstraw joined us earlier. He had the call in this game. This sets up a showdown between UIndy and Truman State coming up in a couple of weeks. And they're important because probably whoever wins this game is going to go into the national tournament, and who loses will more than likely not be into the national tournament. So a lot going on with that. So a very important game. And the fun thing about small college football in our state is that a great number of men, young men whose names you've heard on Friday nights during high school football populate these teams, and I think that's one of the major reasons why they're so good at what they do. And so we'll talk about that with Paul Condry coming up. Last night was very interesting. Had some upsets, had some real surprises. And Paul, again, I think we'll underscore this in our conversation, that winning a sectional championship in high school football with weather, grades, fall break, can't control who and where you play. Those are factors that factor into making this extremely difficult championship to win. And so we're going to talk about all of that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour as we get ready for high school football next Friday night. And I want to remind you that the state championships in football on the Friday and Saturday Thanksgiving weekend. So not long from now, that's what's going to be happening. All right, Ryan Soll, I need a World Series update. I'm TV-less here in the Bob room.
So, Coach, the World Series, Kyle Schwarber had an opportunity to cut the lead in half at 5-3, but after they ruled it a home run, they went back to video review and ruled it a foul ball. So Sam Fritz not happy. Philadelphia likely not happy.
No.
Yeah, it's not looking good for the Phillies to go up 2-0.
All right, Ryan Soll coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update coming up, and then we'll talk with Brendan King on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org is their website. Coming up, college football. We'll talk about Hanover's big win this afternoon. Also, we'll talk a little Pacers basketball with Kristen Airy. And Paul Condry and I will talk about last night in high school football. Right now, though, the star of our show is the talented and incredibly handsome Ron.
Thank you, Coach. It's good to be with you and Sam Fritz here on this Saturday night. I always appreciate the great compliments. Let's get into college football in the state of Indiana here this afternoon. Butler 56-20 leaders over Morehead State. They had this one in control when they went to the locker room at halftime, 42-7. Dayton 31, Valparaiso 24. Beacons falling a close one. South Dakota State, they flex their muscles against Indiana State, 49-7. ISU having a tough year on the gridiron, 1-7 for the Sycamores. Indiana Westland, 22-6 winners over Siena Heights. Now IWU 7-1 on the year. UIndy 42-16 over Missouri S&T. The Truman State matchup, as Coach has been alluding to, is looming for the Crimson and Gray. Notre Dame out in Syracuse taking on the Orange. Drew Pine, not the greatest day behind or under center, 9-19, a buck 16, but he got the job done thanks to his ground game. 246 yards, 20 carries, 123 yards with a pair of touchdowns for Adrique Astime. And how about them Irish? 41-24 winners over the Syracuse Orange here this afternoon, rather. College football around the nation here on this Saturday night. Michigan, 29-7 leaders over Michigan State. They have that one all but wrapped up over at the Big House. North Carolina has stormed all the way back. They now lead 28-24 over the Pittsburgh Panthers. UCLA 7-3 early on in that one out in California. The 12th-ranked Bruins over the Stanford Cardinal early on. Games that went final earlier, number one, Georgia leaves their record unblemished, 42-20. They beat Florida here today. Ohio State staying pace with them in the Big Ten, 8-0 for the Buckeyes, 44-31. It was a lot closer than that at State College earlier this afternoon. Tennessee all over Kentucky, 1-2-3 in the rankings, all handling their opponents pretty easily on the scoreboard, 44-6 over the Wildcats for the Volunteers. Moving down, Louisville creates 6 third-quarter turnovers to defeat Wake Forest, 48-21. The Cardinals pick up a top-10 victory just south of Indianapolis. Illinois remains on a hot streak. They've won 7 straight, 26-9, the final score over Nebraska. And UCF picks up a top-25 win over Cincinnati, 25-21 over the Bearcats. Moving back now on to the hardwood out in Brooklyn. The Pacers taking on the Nets, looking for win number 3. Ben Mathurin, a big part of why they found it.
Foul shots here. Durant making a 10-point game with 82 seconds to go. Halliburton has it, right sideline on the catch. Mathurin back to the top. We're down to 75 seconds to play. Halliburton hoists up a 3. Sailing through the lane to grab the rebound is Jackson. He feeds the ball to the left of the lane where the rookie grabs it. And Mathurin, stalking his way to the hoop, slams it with 2 hands. The Indiana lead is 12 with 1 minute to go.
Ben Mathurin, a career-high 32 points. Pacers win 125-116. And down the road, Lucas Oil Stadium, 425 tomorrow. Commanders and Colts. Sam Ehlinger, his first career start under center. His all-pro running back, Jonathan Taylor, had some words of encouragement and praise for his young quarterback.
Sam, you know, he's pretty used to doing some of those RPO things, so that timing is really good. But definitely still continuing to stay on top of some of, you know, the things that we run, our schemes that we run. But like I said, he's been preparing like a pro since he's been here. So it's very minuscule, you know, the kind of things that may not, you know, hit, you know, may misfire. It's very minuscule because he's been preparing so well. So nothing that practice can't clean up, and that's what we're here to do throughout this week.
4:25 kickoff for the Indianapolis Colts in college basketball exhibition action. IU 78, Marion 42. Race Thompson leads the way. Trace Jackson Davis sat this one out with a hand injury. Butler survives a scare from Tiffin, 75-65. Eric Hunter Jr., the former Boilermaker, leads the way with 17 points. For Networking Nina, I'm Ryan Soule.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. College football today, the Hanover College Panthers are victorious over Anderson University, 62-3, the final. With me, the Panthers head coach, Matt Theobald. Coach, thanks for the call. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Bob. It was a good day. Got a chance to play a lot of young guys. We got up fairly early in the second quarter and got some guys that traditionally hadn't been able to get on the field for us with the lack of JV games this year.
Right.
So, really happy. You know, we had some guys banged up. We only had 3 running backs due to injuries and concussions and all that fun stuff. We actually had to convert a defensive end who had played running back as a freshman. He's a senior. And Elijah Irving, he went for 129, so I guess we were stupid for not leaving him at running back much sooner. But he did a great job and got stepped in there. And I think we rushed for over 300 yards today, so 500 yards of total offense, and the O-line did a great job of opening up holes, and those guys just kind of hit it. And fun game. I mean, defense, I think we held them to 8 yards total, yards rushing. So the D-line and linebackers did a great job, and just really happy. Got a bunch of our young guys in there to play, and got a big one next week against Rose Holman. So.
Yeah, you do, because, I mean, the implications of that game are pretty strong, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, right now, Rose and Mount St. Joe are the two undefeated teams in the conference. We fell to Mount last week in a great game. And so, you know, we're just trying to – we're one game in it at a time. And you know, if we can, I guess, win this one next Saturday, this coming Saturday, you know, we'll have a shot. You know, they Rose and Mount St. Joe play week 9, and we play that other team up north. You know, I think you used to work there, and you still live in that area, I think. We play for a Bell, so.
You know, I do live here. You know, my wife and I came to college here in 1969 and never left. And, yeah, I know where the campus is located.
Yeah.
And I have a diploma from there.
Well, then I'll forward to you. I didn't realize that. So, but yeah, no, it's, we're one game at a time here and trying to get some guys back healthy again. And so, but again, we had a guy like Sam Wozinski from Bloomington North, made his first start at safety today.
Right.
And, had another junior that had never started a game, Jemias Evans. He's a kid from Georgia, and he jumped in for our senior Cody Horner, who came down with food poisoning on the bus ride up to Anderson. So that was a little edge demo, a little Justin modify there. So, we had thrown some guys out there that hadn't taken a ton of reps, but went out there and played hard, and they did a great job. And it was good for them to kind of get out there and get that first game under their belt. So really happy. I was a nervous wreck.
Absolutely.
We talk about it all the time. That's a trap game. And, you know, you're playing a team that you should beat. And, you know, I don't think we had the greatest week of practice just because we were still a little hungover from the Mount St. Joe game. And, you know, it's one of those. You've been the coach, you know. I hate those. I told our defense
right.
coordinators, I hate these games. You should win them. You just got to make sure your guys are ready to win them. So,
right.
But
yeah,
we came out, took care of business.
I'll give you another little. Yeah.
We got Cole Brown. Richards was our backup quarterback. Got him a whole half of football, so that was good for him. So
good, yeah, absolutely.
But we'll,
Coach Steve Rock, too, Coach. Here's another little known fact. Coach Rock, former student of mine at IUPUI. There you go.
Really? Yeah. I mean, and Rocker and I, you know, we worked together at that school up north for many, many years and worked for one of the best in the business, Mike Winters.
Right.
But, you know, I was sad to see that, you know, they had made the change there with him mid-season. And you know, I kind of let the players know that, hey, you know, they just let one of my best friends go. And, you know, we don't play,
right.
you know, at
right.
Nebraska and IU and Wisconsin. It's a little different, you know. At D3, you're there for the kids. We're not here to get rich. That was my driving force to make sure that I kind of, you know, stuck up for him a little bit. You know, and you know, the Anderson guys, they never quit. They all played hard, and you know, they're just playing a bunch of young freshmen
right now.
So when you're going against a 18 and a 23 year old, there's a huge difference. So, but kudos to those guys. They played hard. They just did nice things. But we had their number today.
That's Matt Theobald, the head football coach at Hanover. They beat Anderson today, 62-3. Matt, thanks for the call. Good luck next week.
Bob, thank you, man. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks so much. Coming up, scoreboard update with Ryan Soule. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Full day of college football. We'll start things out on the hardwood. IU beats Marion 78-42 in exhibition action. Race Thompson, 13 points. Jalen Hood, Schifino, 11 points as the Hoosiers roll. Tamar Bates and Trace Jackson Davis both missed this one for the Cream and Crimson, but they're expected to be back for the regular season opener. Butler at 75, Tiffin 65, Eric Hunter Jr., 6 of 13, 17 points. Pacers pick up a huge victory over the Brooklyn Nets out in Brooklyn, 125-116. Halliburton with 26. Mathurin paces the way with a career-high 32. The Blue and Gold are back in action, back out in Brooklyn on Halloween night at 7:30. ECHL action, Indy Fuel 3, Reading Royals 1. Fort Wayne Commons drop a thriller 4-3 to the Savannah Ghost Pirates. Back to the football action on this Saturday. Butler winners over Moorhead State 56-20. South Dakota State 49-7 over ISU. We'll get caught up on the rest of Indiana high school football coming up at 11:30. In terms of the national college football picture, UNC has gone on a major run. 28 unanswered points in the second half. They now lead Pittsburgh 42-24. UCLA with a commanding 14-3 lead over the Stanford Cardinals. The Michigan game has gone final. The Wolverines defeat Michigan State 29-7. So don't expect any mix-up between the top four rankings this week as they all win comfortably. Ole Miss gets the win. They hold off Texas A&M in a close one, 31-28. And the TCU Horned Frogs remain undefeated in the Big 12, 41-31 winners over West Virginia. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Ryan Soule.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. So glad you could join us. Busy, busy night. Brendan King joins me. Brendan King, Butler, with a very impressive win in college football today. Your guys are pretty good, are they not?
Yeah, Coach. I was obviously unable to go, but everything that I heard, obviously Tiffin played well. And from what I understand from our good pal Eddie Garrison, they cut it to two in the second half. But, you know, what Ryan Cole said is definitely exciting. You bring in Eric Hunter for one reason, and that's to lead this offense, which is super thrilling just to think about having a guy like Hunter step into the role that was held for so long by Aaron Thompson. And then you have backup guards available like Chuck Harris and Miles Tate. I mean, I have not, and probably we have not, seen the depth of the Butler guard position this well manufactured in a number of years. So that is definitely putting a smile on a lot of Butler fans' faces. And you just hope that this season could be a nice bounce back with Thad Matta on the sidelines. And I'm looking forward to being at Hinkle a whole lot.
I think it will be. Football today, impressive win, 56-20 over Moorhead State. This football team, I think, might have surprised people with the success they've had.
The ability to score, for sure. And, Coach, I think this is something we talked about last week. Coach U coming in from Temple, I don't know if that was talked about enough. Of course, FCS football is going to take a backseat to FBS football. But
right.
Butler bringing in a guy like him from Temple, where he ran that offense as their offensive coordinator, that doesn't happen often. A guy coming in from FBS, matching up with huge teams that Temple, because Temple in non-conference, they were paid, obviously, to go to some of these large schools. I mean, that's what you're seeing nowadays. And you get that experience. Well, now he's at Butler, and these guys are certainly responding. So, yeah, you put up 56 on a team like Moorhead State, that is a win in its own right. So that's even more exciting.
All right, let's talk Colts tomorrow. You part of the lineup for our flagship stations in Indianapolis. You're always hosting parties down on Georgia Street, and it's a great concept. I'm curious how you explain that to your mom and dad, that what you're going to do, and I'm sure your parents say, and they pay you for that, right? So. But yeah, so should, yeah. It's an interesting matchup of quarterbacks. Neither one's ever played, and so who knows what you have coming up tomorrow?
Who knows, indeed. But yeah, Coach, to go off your previous comment, I think you know my grandparents are in their 90s. They're from Italy. They came over to the United States in 1952 on a boat in the Ellis Island. And, you know, let alone explaining to my parents that I get paid to host a party in downtown Indy, try explaining it to to my grandparents who speaks Italian. All they care about is that I'm making a living and I'm getting paid, but I don't know if they understand exactly what I'm doing. Regardless, Coach, I can't say anything other than I'm excited. You know, getting to be in training camp these last couple years, and that's a big thanks to the fan and Kevin Bowen for allowing me to go. I've had a chance to be kind of right up with Sam Ehlinger and see what he has done. Coach, I get that Matt Ryan is injured and in a way he got benched, but Sam Ehlinger earned this 1,000%. And it's clear Jim Irsay loves him. It's clear Chris Ballard loves him. But this isn't a sympathy move. This is the Colts really believing that they can go win a football game. Can they? That's to be determined. But Sam Ehlinger earned this 1,000,000%. Now, it's not going to be easy because Washington, their front four is actually pretty darn good, even though Chase Young, former number two pick in the draft, is still hurt. It's still pretty solid. And don't forget, Terry McLaurin, the former Cathedral standout, is making his return to Indy. He's playing in front of his hometown faithful. But their quarterback in particular, Taylor Heinicke, and again, we thought this was going to be Matt Ryan versus Carson Wentz. It's not. But I like Taylor Heinicke. I really do. He's got some speed. He's got some charisma. And there's one thing that stands out, Coach, about Taylor Heinicke. A couple years ago when the Bucs went on their Super Bowl run and Brady won that Super Bowl his first year in Tampa, their first-round matchup was against the Washington football team, led by Taylor Heinicke. And that was not just a breeze win. That was a hard-nosed game, and Brady at times struggled. And Taylor Heinicke went right up to Tom Brady in his face and competed with him. So, again, Coach, this is not a shoe-in win at all. This is going to have to be earned.
Brendan King joining us. We're talking about the Colts and their matchup with Washington tomorrow. We talked earlier with Greg Rakestraw and talked a little bit about defensively Shaq Leonard might be back, which would be a big boost, and expect more presence of Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. So these are timely, if in fact they happen, these would be timely additions to a Colts team.
There's no doubt about it, and the hope is that Shaq Leonard will play. And what he brings to the defense, Coach, is just ruthless aggression. This is a guy that plays with his heart on his sleeve. You can tell that anytime he does an interview, but it'll just help out the linebacking core. I think Zaire Franklin and Bobby Okereke have done a tremendous job in his absence. But there is a slight concern still that Kwity Paye has not returned, and Kwity Paye will not play tomorrow. So the defensive line is going to be without one of their star pass rushers. Thankfully, the D-line, per the Chris Ballard approach, just enormous levels of depth on the D-line. Will it work out tomorrow? We'll see. But having Shaq Leonard will at least probably bring a little bit more concern in the eye and the mind of Taylor Heinicke. Heinicke preparing for the Colts with and without Shaq Leonard, two entirely different things. So we'll see how it shakes out.
All right, tell me about the World Series. It's unique that you have a team that's had a 5-0 lead two straight days, and it's been kind of interesting to watch this unfold.
Yeah, that's madness, Coach, and I think the Astros should be praying at their bedside tonight that Kyle Schwarber hit that foul ball. That almost was a two-run home run. One thing you don't mess with, you don't mess with momentum in October and November in baseball. You just don't do it. And if the Astros, I'm not sure of the score right now. I'm driving home. But if the Astros go on to win this game, they, for the last 2 days, they have not taken advantage of kind of the stepping on throats mentality when they should have. Yesterday when they were up 5-0, they should have just continued to pile, and they didn't. They let Philly get back in the game. Today, Schwarber, that foul ball, that nearly is a game changer. The Astros, the fact that they're going back to Philly, Coach, at this rate, not only are the Astros going to get booed out of that ballpark, if they don't take advantage of the opportunities when they need to, they're going to get embarrassed in that ballpark. Because playing in Philly, it is completely different from anywhere else. The level of boos for Altuve and Bregman are going to be off the wall loud, and I can't wait to hear it.
He's Brendan King. We can't do it without him. When are you working again?
I am with you, Coach, both days next weekend. So we'll get back in the saddle, and we'll talk about some sectional high school football, and we'll hopefully talk about a Colts win after tomorrow. That's the hope.
Let's hope. Brendan, be safe. Thanks so much.
All right, Coach. Thanks.
Sam Fritz, you're a Philly guy. Is he right about your loyal Philly fans out there tomorrow?
I think if there's anything, and let me stress, I'm just a Philly guy when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies. But if there's anything people know, yeah, playing in Philadelphia, you're gonna get roasted pretty hardcore when you take the field.
All right, how long did you live in Philadelphia?
I lived in there directly for 2 years. I lived in Pennsylvania, Philly adjacent, for 13.
All right. So were you one of the Boo Birds?
No. See, I had the Hoosier mentality instilled in me already, so I was very nice and polite at any Phillies games that I went to.
A fantastic answer. A spectacular answer. That's Sam Fritz. All right, Sam, thanks. Coming up, scoreboard update with Ryan Soule, then we'll talk to Paul Condry about high school football. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
It's a final from Houston in Game 2 of the World Series. This one belongs to the Houston Astros. This time they build a 5-0 lead. They hold on to it to win 5-2. The series heads back to Philadelphia for 3 games, tied at 1 game apiece. Moving back over to the gridiron, NFL football tomorrow, Commanders and Colts from Lucas Oil Stadium at 4:25. Sam Ehlinger makes his first start. He'll start against Taylor Heinicke. Just as you predicted at the beginning of the season, Sam Ehlinger, Taylor Heinicke, not Carson Wentz, not Matt Ryan, but Shaquille Leonard will be back on the defense for the Indianapolis Colts, who now really need a win to keep pace in the AFC South as they're back a game. All the tiebreakers that they could possibly hold have essentially been lost already, but Shaq Leonard's back. He's not 100%, but he says he's ready to impact football games.
I want to be out there. I want to be out there, and, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to be out there. So sometimes, you know, it might be, you know, body hurting, but I still want to go, and the coaches see that, and, you know, they got to protect me from me. So, you know, I just stand behind their decision, and hopefully this week be ready to rock and roll.
Colts and Commanders, 4:25 from Lucas Oil Stadium. Pacers with a big win on the hardwood as well tonight. They go into Brooklyn, dominate the Nets from start to finish. They win this one 125-116. Ben Mathurin, 32 points. Tyrese Halliburton, 26 points. Nice night from Isaiah Jackson. And Andrew Nimard made a difference in this one. They play Brooklyn again in 2 days, right back there at the Barclays Center. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Ryan Soule.
Welcome back for the final time tonight. Thank you so much. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone's added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Their website, Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Great job tonight, Sam Fritz. Sorry your Philadelphia Phillies are not having success right now in the World Series, but there are still games to be played. How's that?
Still games to be played, and it's tied 1-1, the series. Philadelphia took the first game, which, you know, my prediction was Phillies in 6, so as far as I'm concerned, everything's on track right now.
Ever the optimist. I like it. I like it a lot. So we've talked about the Colts. I think it's an intriguing matchup. I think it'll be very interesting tomorrow with Washington.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many questions that have yet to be answered, you know, and Jim Irsay's comments earlier in the month certainly kind of ignited a feud that no one really knew existed. And I think that's what's really carrying this game. Not only that, but also you've got two young quarterbacks taking the place of two essentially veteran quarterbacks that we kind of thought were going to go head-to-head, and instead now it's these two quarterback experiments that's going to make for an extremely interesting game, both offensively and how the defenses respond.
It is kind of interesting. You know, the similarities are clearly there. Young guys trying to make the most out of opportunities, and two teams struggling to get wins, trying to find their way at this point. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm all about storylines, all about having some fun, and it should be interesting. And again, Sam, this time of year, how do you not love this time of year? Major League Baseball, high school championships and sectionals,
college basketball, the NFL. I mean, if you truly are a sports fan, you should be in heaven right now.
There's no better month to be a sports fan than October. You got every single sport you could possibly want to see played is getting played right now.
Yeah, it is. All right, Sam, have fun tomorrow. Thanks so much. Great job tonight. Again, don't forget to join us Friday night on Indiana Sports Talk as we will talk about sectional championships around our state. It's a fun, fun time, and we want you to be a part of it. Join us. Enjoy what we're talking about. And I've always, as long as I've done the show, 29 years, this will be our 29th sectional championship edition, and it's fun. It's so much fun to be a part of championships and things that matter. For Sam Fritz and Ryan Soule, great job as always, gentlemen. We appreciate it very much. Thanks so much to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And thanks for 29 years making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.